financial planning and funding available for social enterprises. In this chapter, you will learn more about Dr. Muhammad Yunus and the Grameen Bank, the involvement of mainstream financial institutions in social enterprises, how to raise funds efficiently for your social enterprise, information about incubators and funds available for social enterprises, and finally, the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana of the Government of India. Dr. Muhammad Yunus. By now, we have spoken quite a bit about Mr. Muhammad Yunus and the Grameen Bank in the earlier chapters. Mr. Muhammad Yunus is an icon of sorts and the man credited with bringing transformative changes in Bangladesh through microcredit. But do you know what is the most unique feature of Yunus Muhammad and Grameen Bank? Well, the most unique feature is that Grameen Bank gives loans without taking a collateral. Yes, you heard that right. The bank gives loans without taking a collateral. This is something unheard of or unthinkable in the traditional banking world. Thus, a major boost in social entrepreneurship was given by Muhammad Yunus when his brainchild Grameen Bank became successful. His vision of giving microcredit without collateral helped thousands and thousands of poor Bangladeshis become mini micro entrepreneurs. And this is what helped these poor people lift themselves out of poverty. Not donation or charity. It is the self-help, it is the business decisions becoming mini micro entrepreneurs which helped the poor people lift themselves out of poverty. Also, because Grameen Bank is designed as a social enterprise and it has a self-sustaining funding plan, there has never been any need for Grameen Bank to seek donations for any of the bank's activities or its expansion plans. Dr. Muhammad developed his revolutionary microcredit system with the belief that it would be a cost-effective and scalable weapon to fight poverty. He proved that profits can be made along with serving the society, provided you treat profits as a means and not the end result. That is, his motive was not maximization of profits from the interest earned on the loans. His motive was uplifting the poor and bringing them out of the vicious circle of poverty. Students, I would strongly recommend each of you to read Dr. Yusuf Muhammad's book, Bankers to the Poor, which will give you in-depth knowledge about Mr. Muhammad and the several obstacles and prejudices he overcame to make a success of Grameen Bank. It will be of immense value to you all if you would like to become social entrepreneurs in future. Let us now move on to involvement of mainstream financial institutions in social enterprises. We have been seeing a notable change in recent times, and that is the involvement of mainstream financial institutions in social entrepreneurship. Various venture capital firms are strategically investing not only in for-profit entities, but in for-profit entities with social objectives. Interestingly, specialized social investors are also providing capital, networking, marketing, and business expertise to such ventures. This trend was kick-started in the area of microfinance when Sequoia Capital invested in SKS Microfinance. But why are the mainstream venture capitalists doing this? They are doing it because they are beginning to recognize this field as a business opportunity. And so far, venture capitalists have invested USD 220 million in 77 social businesses in India. What is most interesting to note is that there has not been a single exit, even though the holding period in social businesses is typically longer, that is about 6 to 8 years versus 3 to 5 years in other commercial ventures. Let us now take an example of funding by Acumen, a venture capitalist firm. For every investment made by Acumen Fund, they expect to make an impact on a million people in a 5-year time frame. But how does the firm measure the impact? It measures returns or impact in 3 ways. 1. Financial returns, that is your profits. 2. Operational returns, which is the efficiency of internal processes and systems. And 3. The social impact, that is your output and the outcome. We keep using these terms output and income. But students, do you know the difference between output and income? Well, while output reports the number of people or number of beneficiaries who are impacted, outcome measures its impact on them. Let us take an example to understand this. For example, assume for a particular project, 1,000 people have been given access to clean drinking water. Therefore, the output is the 1,000 people or the 1,000 beneficiaries who have been given access to clean drinking water. However, the outcome or the impact will be how the health of these people has improved after being given the clean drinking water. Or has the rate of diarrhea come down as a result of the people having clean drinking water? Therefore, while output is achieved in the short term, outcome is the impact which can happen only in the long term and over a period of time. Let us now move on how to raise funds efficiently for a social enterprise. This is really important because all that we have learned so far about a great idea, a strong desire to change the world, a detailed business plan, which will all these things will help to give you a running start for your social enterprise. But you will not be able to get off the ground till you have the funding to back your vision and plan. So, there are 4 ways in which you can raise funds efficiently. 1. Find an incubator or an accelerator. 2. Find your angel. 3. Take your company public. And 4. Seek professional help. Let us discuss each of these a little more in detail. Incubator. A business incubator is a company that helps startups to develop by providing services such as management, training, or office space. Getting accepted into an incubator program gives entrepreneurs the much needed time period, anything or typically between 5 months to 6 years, to formulate a detailed plan for their business while also earning a stipend. So, by the time the entrepreneur leaves the incubator, not only will he or she have a solid business plan, but also the knowledge of which kind of investment is best suited for his or her social enterprise. 2. Find an angel. Why do we say this? So, if an incubator is not an option for you, you still need to find some potential investors to fund your social business. You could try the site Gust, which plays kind of matchmaker for startups and investors. Or you could look up the regional small business development office in your city, which can give you a list of fellow local businesses and the investors who funded them. And then you could approach those investors for your funding plans. 3. You could take the option of taking your company public. Crowdfunding has gained tremendous popularity as an effective funding method for small businesses. You could try this option through any of the crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, etc. And with the right campaign, you could end up with even more startup capital than maybe you had thought of. For example, Scanadu Scout, the founders of pocket-sized medical scanners, had an initial fundraising goal of only $100,000, but they ended up with almost $1.7 million through their super crowdfunding campaign. Finally, make sure you seek professional help. There are plenty of accounting firms, including big ones like PricewaterhouseCoopers, who have specific professionals dedicated to advising entrepreneurs the right ways to raise capital. Seek their help and make sure you take, seek their help before you take any venture capital money and not afterwards. Let us now move on and see some examples of incubators that are shaping the social entrepreneurs into powerful change makers. ALC India, incorporated in 2005 to support small and medium-sized social enterprises, ALC India incubates and mobilizes funds for rural entrepreneurs. Jaga Sustain, located in Bengaluru, Jaga is a co-working space and community builder keen on solving real-world problems. Their incubation program, called Jaga Sustain, looks for entrepreneurs who use technology to solve environmental challenges. Through this program, they provide access to mentors and partners who provide expertise in sustainability, technology, design, fundraising, and scaling. Deshpande Foundation. This foundation has been encouraging entrepreneurship and innovation in USA, Canada, and India. Headquartered in Karnataka, the foundation, through grants and mentorship programs, helps NGOs, academics, organizations, and entrepreneurs launch scalable models in social sectors like livelihood development, health, education, and agriculture. Jindal Center for Social Innovation and Entrepreneurship, JSIE. This is a social impact center located in OP Jindal Global University based in Haryana. It provides entrepreneurship training, and their focus is on research for the social impact ecosystem. Action for India. This incubator conducts annual forums in Bengaluru where social entrepreneurs working in agriculture, education, energy, healthcare, financial inclusion, and livelihood sectors are offered guidance, knowledge, skills to sustainably scale their enterprise. CIIE, Center for Innovation, Incubation, and Entrepreneurship. This resides in one of India's leading business schools, that is IIM Ahmedabad. CIIE engages with startups in social sectors like affordable technology, healthcare, environment, agriculture, and clean energy. They incubate these innovators through their partnerships with investors, development agencies, mentors, and corporates. CIIE, over the years, has incubated over 50 ventures so far. Rural Technology and Business Incubator, RTBI. This has been initiated by IIT Madras and offers mentorship, infrastructure, preliminary funding, and access to networks for startups. They support entrepreneurs with a rural inclusive business model and an interest in applying information and communication technologies to sectors like livelihoods, education, healthcare, agriculture, connectivity, and financial inclusion. Dell Foundation India. This foundation began its operations in 2006 to improve the economic stability of the country's poor. It works with a wide range of stakeholders, including social entrepreneurs, NGOs, governments, and community organizations. It provides mission-driven impact investments and works in tandem with Startup India, Skill India, and Digital India to ensure sustainable scaling or enterprises that it supports. Unlimited India. This is a slightly different incubator in that it focuses on building entrepreneurial mindsets rather than enterprises, as they believe mindsets are made for life. Unlimited India offers incubation primarily to early stage social entrepreneurs, and Maharashtra alone, the organization has supported over 100 ventures. WillGrow. WillGrow has supported 190 innovators and trained 442 more in energy, health, education, and agribusiness sectors. It incubates and invests in social enterprises through prototyping and early growth phase. They provide a 100-day incubation plan with human resources, technical and financial advisories, and go-to-market strategies. Dasra. This organization has equipped over 800 social organizations to scale with business management expertise, and it has mobilized $60 million into the social sectors. Having seen the venture capitalists, now let us see funds which are currently available for social enterprises. Acumen Fund. This fund supports sustainable enterprises which provide the poor with critical goods and services at affordable prices. Their primary focus is on healthcare, housing, water, energy, and agriculture. Venture East. It builds profitable businesses that cater to underserved markets. The fund focuses on meeting India's domestic needs, primarily rural and semi-urban markets, by backing early-stage rapid growth businesses. Oasis Fund. This fund supports enterprises that develop innovative solutions for providing the poor with better access to critical goods and services. Song Investment Company. It supports entrepreneurs in high growth sectors like education, training, agriculture, food, healthcare, financial services, and other basic utilities that are aligned with inclusive growth. Avishkar India Micro Venture Capital. It creates sustainable change by increasing economic activity at the bottom of the pyramid and boosting the entrepreneurial spirit. Grey Matters Capital. It invests in the information, communication, and technology space to bridge the urban-rural digital gap. Eliver Equity 2. It creates market-based solutions for poverty eradication. The fund focuses on sectors like healthcare, education, and information. So as you could see, there were various and many funds available for social entrepreneurs. However, there is still a divide between those that have access to mainstream and commercial funds and those that rely on personal connections and grants donations to raise their money. This ratio is about 50-50. As per a survey done by Beyond Profit among social entrepreneurs, 45% of the respondents said that they obtain funds from commercial sources, whereas 21% sourced funds from personal connections, such as family members and friends. And another 21% relied on grants and donations from charitable organizations. So we can see that not everybody is still using the funds or the venture capitalists for their social enterprises. Finally, let's learn about the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana for social enterprises. This is the flagship scheme of Government of India to fund the unfunded. By bringing the enterprises to the formal financial system and extending affordable credit to them. This system, this fund follows the Grameen Bank's methodology, that is, giving loans without taking collaterals. It enables a small borrower to borrow from all public sector banks and non-banking financing companies as well for loans up to rupees 10 lakhs. And these loans should be for non-farm income generating activities. For eligibility, any Indian citizen who has a business plan for a non-farm sector income generating activity, such as manufacturing, processing, trading, etc., and whose credit need is less than rupees 10 lakh, can get a loan under Pradhan Mantra Mudra Yojana. Under this Yojana, the following schemes have been created. So you have the Shishu scheme for if you want a loan of only up to rupees 50,000. You have the Kishore scheme for loans between 50,000 up to rupees 5 lakhs. And finally, the highest category, that is Tarun, covering loans above 5 lakhs and up to 10 lakhs. For this Pradhan Mantri scheme, you also need to take loans for the following sectors only. 1. Land transport sector. This is a sector which supports units for purchase of small transport vehicles and also the units needed for purchasing of these transport vehicles, like auto rickshaws, passenger cars, taxis, that is the vehicles for the transport of goods and personal use. Next, the second sector is community, social and personal service activities. Activities such as saloons, beauty parlors, gymnasiums, boutiques fall under this sector. Food product sector. Support would be available for undertaking activities such as papad making, achar making, or agricultural produce in rural areas, cold chain vehicles, canteen services, etc. Next, we have the textile product sector. Here, the loans are given for providing support for undertaking activities such as handloom, powerloom, and other textile non-garment products such as bags, vehicle accessories, furnishing accessories, etc. With this, we come to an end of the chapter on financial planning and funding of social enterprises. Thank you.